Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, and today we have a new story. The Lazy Farmer. The rain guts had been smiling the whole night. The roads were muddy and the potholes were filled in the brim. It was the day for the market, and Raju, the farmer, was riding his cart along the country road. He had to reach the market early so that he can sell his hay. It was very difficult for the horses to drag the load through the deep mud. On his journey, suddenly the wheels of the horse cart sank into the mire. The more the horses pulled, the deeper the wheel sank. Raju climbed down from his seat and stood beside the cart. He searched all around but could not find anyone around to help him. Cursing his bad luck, he looked rejected and defeated. He didn't make the slightest effort to get down on the wheel and lift it up by himself. Instead, he started cursing his luck for what happened. Looking up at the sky, he started shouting at God, "I am so unlucky. Why has this happened to me? Oh God, come down to help me." After a long wait, he went to sleep. In his sleep, he saw a dream in which God himself appeared before Raju. He asked Raju, "Do you think you can move the chariot by simply looking at it and whining about it? Nobody will help you unless you make some effort to help yourself. Did you try to get the wheel out of the pothole by yourself? Get up and pull your shoulder to wheel and you will soon find a way out." Raju awoke suddenly. He bent down and put his shoulder to the wheel and urged on the horses. In no time, the wheel was out of the mire. Raju learned his lesson. He thanked Allah and carried on his journey happily. Yeah, God helps those who help themselves.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome back to Lantern, your weekly program dedicated to exploring the profound wisdom of the Holy Book of Quran and the blessed teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, all through religious stories. Today, we intend to embark on a journey to understand a fundamental principle of faith, one that bridges divine grace with human effort. The truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids us when we strive to avoid ourselves. It is a beautiful paradox of faith that while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate source of all power and provision, He has intricately linked His assistance to our own earnest endeavors. This is not a contradiction, but a profound lesson in responsibility, in agency, and the active nature of our relationship with our Creator. The whole book of Quran is replete with verses that speak to this essential principle. In Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 11, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. You see, this verse is a powerful declaration. It tells us that divine intervention, the shifting of circumstances, the opening of the doors, these often await our own initiative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expect us to be passive ourselves and He observes our lives. No, it is not in this way. He calls us to be the active participants, to take the first step, to exert ourselves, and in doing so, to become worthy recipients of His boundless mercy and support. Consider the story of Prophet Musa, or Moses, peace be upon him, when he faced the insurmountable obstacle of the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army pursuing him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not miraculously part the waters before Musa alayhi salam even acted. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, اضرب بعصاك البحر, strike the sea with your staff. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 63. So it was only after Musa alayhi salam physically struck the sea with his staff, an act of obedience and tangible effort, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the waters to divide and created the path for the children of Israel. This narrative beautifully illustrates that divine miracles often manifest in response to human action, however daunting the task may seem. Okay, well, let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern and we are talking about the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is under the circumstance of our taking actions. Well, in Shia traditions, the teachings of the infallible Imams alayhim as-salam echo this vital message. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the master of eloquence and wisdom, said, "Indeed, your reliance on the actions of Allah is a form of laziness and weakness of conviction." This is a strong statement, you know, urging us not to mistake passive trust for genuine faith. True reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what we call as tawakkul, involves taking all necessary means and then entrusting the outcome to Him. It means doing our utmost and then resting our hearts in the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is perfect. To simply sit and wait without a fault is not tawakkul. It is shirking of the responsibility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. Until next time, may you be blessed with success in all your endeavors. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.